1370 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi, talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, and the WILO Party Line presented by BoonCountyDailyNews.com. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, the newest addition to the Casper Media Group family, all your local news sources for Boone and Clinton and Carroll counties. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Our friends at Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. They also sponsor our local business spotlight here on Mondays and Wednesdays. Also, Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfurt, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives and big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by Day and Ginda Funeral Home, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, The Farmers Bank, 51 West Event Center, Ye Old Spirit Shop, and Ellis Jewelers on HoosierlandTV.com for WILO. Todd Berryman and Melissa Miller on this side of the board. Fine. Go adjust the heat, Melissa. I worry about us. So for those of you who can't hear her because she's not on mic, it's just basically a bunch of moaning and wailing about, oh, Todd, the studio's so spicy. And you Hoosierland people just saw her smack me in the back of the head. All right, so I'm going to let you introduce our guests who we're glad to have this morning. I'm going to go fiddle with the thermostat so I don't have to hear the me, 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 me. Yeah. Well, it was 22 when I drove in.
Yeah.
Which is always nice.
It's not much warmer now.
Nice kick in the drawers.
Yeah.
Before we get to our guest, speaking of the colder weather, did we hear anything about the dog?
We need to read that again. I have not seen where the dog has been found. We also need to grab that the road closure advisory that's sitting behind you.
Yes.
We've got
a
couple of announcements we need to get to here real quick.
All right.
And then we will get to our guests.
So this one from Clinton County Central Dispatch. This happened during Box from the Attic, which is why I didn't get to mention it. County Road 700 West between 200 South and 300 South closed for the majority of the day. Again, from Clinton County Central Dispatch, County Road 700 West between 200 South and 300 South closed basically for the day. The thing that Melissa and I were just talking about, which we did yesterday on Party Line as well, it is a dog that is missing near a quarter mile east of Mash Road on Michigantown Blacktop. A 5-month-old, 5-pound black Yorkie poo slipped out of its collar. The family is missing this dog terribly, which I absolutely sympathize. We got cold weather coming, so help find this dog, please. If you find the dog, there is a $50 reward. Call Tina Marcus. Her phone number is 765-652-0003. 765-652-0003. You're asking for Tina if you happen to find this Yorkie poo. Also, as I said yesterday, if you're not comfortable calling somebody directly, a private number, you can always call us here at the radio station. We will relay the information on your behalf. But please do keep an eye out for this dog, if you would. All right. So before we get too far along, then you have another.
I want to do a real quick shout out here to Jenny. Thank you, Jenny, for sending reminding me about this because we didn't get the press release that we should have gotten. But Miss Clinton County, Julia Stillwell, is actually right now, as we speak, in Indianapolis. And the State Fair Queen Pageant is starting, and she's down there going through some preliminaries, questions and interviews and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But for anybody who wants to go down and actually see the public part of the State Fair Queen Contest, you can go down Saturday, January 6th at 5 p.m. It's going to be at the Coliseum. And you can go there for that one. Sunday, the 7th, is the actual pageant. That will be at 1 o'clock. with the top 16 semifinalists. Now, we will keep you up to date on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com as to how things are going with Julia. Her mom, Jenny, is going to let me know and keep us up to date on how things are going. But we want to wish Julia luck, and hopefully we will get some good news for her. I mean, she's a great kid, wonderful kid, and I can't call her a kid. I mean, she's a grown woman. She's in college, but...
Melissa, you call just, me a kid.
What I know. We? Yeah, well, anybody's younger than me, hey. That's the way it is. But anyway, we want to wish Julie luck as she goes through and competes with all the other 94 counties? 92 counties, okay. Oh, yeah, our political person over here would know that better than anybody.
That's fair.
So, okay, let's move on.
So our guests today are?
Our guest is Emily Hemmersbach, who is...
Good to have
yes,
you again.
I know, I got it right. Who is the marketing... Thank you. Hey, I actually get the chair this time. Marketing and communication... yeah. Marketing and communications director for the community, Clinton County's Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And we've had you on before. We talked about the Community Foundation and all the good that you guys do with, you know, grants and everything else that are going on. You brought a special guest, which I've known for a long time. I've not seen her for a while, but known her for a very long time. And no stories.
Oh, I was going to say, but we have history, but that's okay.
Yes, we have history, but that's okay. We'll leave that history for now. Anyway, Megan Sheets.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming.
Welcome.
It's good to see you. So, Emily, you guys have been busy. I mean, you got the year in. We got the year in report. Over $1 million. That is amazing that the foundation was able to put out into the community. So let's talk.
Yeah. It's number one, thank you so much for having us on here. We love coming out here and just sharing what's going on in Clinton County. We're always busy over here. And yeah, over $1.1 million invested in Clinton County in grants and scholarships. It's just really amazing to see that going into the community, a lot of different projects invested in. Even just our last grant cycle, which ended back in October, we put in $313,000 went into grants for just one grant cycle. So
oh, man.
There's a lot happening. A lot happening.
Yeah, and that's not even talking scholarships. I mean, that's just grants.
Right. No, right.
Right. That's part of the $1.1 million.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's crazy because I know, I mean, you're getting ready to start. You'll be starting the scholarship cycle here really soon.
Yeah, they actually just opened on January 2nd.
That's what I thought.
We're telling seniors, 2024 seniors, you need to get your applications in. Got till March 1st.
Yeah, I've been telling any kid I see to make sure they get it filled out and get it in because it's more than, I mean, it's one application, but how many, do you know offhand how many scholarships are in that one application? I mean, it's several.
Quite a few. I don't know the exact number offhand, but there are quite a few different scholarship funds and different options. I would say, yeah, around 30 at least scholarships that are available to students in Clinton County. And, you know, like you said, it's one application. One application.
Yeah, it's not like it used to be. I mean, I remember as a parent, you know, granted, my kids are, you know, my son's 41. So, you know, I remember as a parent, helping my kids fill those out and there was several, I mean, of course my daughter, she was the counselor's office would just wanted to lock the door when they saw her coming. But you know, that's what, you know, you got to, the kids have to hit the doors. They have to hit that office and get that application. So the fact that you guys have it condensed down now to just one application, that's amazing.
It's a unique feature that we're able to offer is, you know, you put in the one application and it helps you apply to all the scholarships that you're eligible for at once.
Yeah, so parents and grandparents, if you're listening, and I mean, I know a lot of the kids have gone back to school. Frankfort's already back in school right now. I think the county schools will be going here Monday, I believe. They'll be going back to school. Make sure the kids get these done and get it filled out because there's, like you said, over 30 scholarships available for all kinds of things.
Yep.
And it's one application. The foundation takes care of fitting the kid to the scholarship, and that makes a huge weight lifted. And as a parent, I know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nice.
We know that most scholarships that kids are going to apply for are going to be a single application for each scholarship. So anything we can do to ease that for them is helpful. And, you know, we're very supportive of our students in Clinton County. We want to see them succeed. So that's really important to us.
So besides the scholarships, and we know the 1.1 million grants that you guys have already turned out for, you know, 2023. So what's 2024 going to bring?
Well, 2024 has lots in store. We're excited. You know, we're headed towards our first grant cycle. It's the deadline's March 1st. So Clinton County nonprofits, make sure that you get on our website and get the information to apply for a grant in our grant cycle. It's happening real soon. So and I'm sorry, that's not March 1st. I was looking at a different date.
March 11th, I believe.
Yes, March 11th, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd love to have Megan kind of share. She wanted to share a little bit of our structure with Clinton County. Megan's right. Actually our chair for our services committee here in Clinton County.
Somehow I'm not surprised.
Well, and I do want to acknowledge the Community Foundation is just one of my most favorite involvements of all time. And a lot of reason I've seen it over the years do so much good in our community. As a matter of fact, I had the privilege of being on the founding board of the Community Foundation when it first came a little over 25 years ago. At the time, I was director of United Way. And it was important at that time for there to be an understanding with the Community Foundation coming on board, how that can coexist with United Way, if you will. And just at that time, we explained it as the United Way, as we're all familiar with, workplace campaigns, giving campaigns for nonprofits for human service need in the community. That was a checkbook for the community. Mm-hmm. And the Community Foundation, because your gifts last into perpetuity, they're there forever, and the grants are given off of the earnings of those funds.
Right.
And so that's the savings account for the community. And so they can easily coexist and do so much good in the community. I've been on the board, as I said, founding, off the board, and now I'm back on. But I've also had the great pleasure of serving on the grant committee since its inception, because we do have non-board members also on the grant committee. But what I wanted to share was that the Community Foundation, if you go on the website, you'll see, well, there's the Clinton County Community Foundation, but there is a header that says Howard County Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I want our public to understand that that is the corporate entity of the Community Foundation, that it is Carroll County, Howard County, and Clinton County. And so in Clinton County, what our business remains our business, that we do all of the work. The representation is of Clinton County residents and individuals. Our decisions are made by our own board, which is called a service committee. And then to keep it legal, the decisions that are made locally just get a stamp of approval, if you will, at the corporate board level at the Howard County. And as chair of the committee in Clinton County, I also serve on the corporate board for Howard County. So if there's questions, they can ask, but to make it the legal rubber stamp of approval, it goes to Howard County.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than a lot of other organizations. I mean, 4-H, for example. I mean, technically, we're out of Purdue,
gotcha.
But
mm-hmm.
we have mm-hmm. our own branch, Clinton County, mm-hmm. where everything's dealt, scholarships, all of it is dealt with here in Clinton County. But we are attached to Purdue and the state 4-H, and even national 4-H. So, yeah, for the legal part of it, and being a 501c3, you have to have that kind of background along with it. So,
yeah, and we're fairly unique. However, there are other community foundations that mm-hmm. have a similar structure in
sure.
the state. And it does, I think, benefit the communities because they're able to have more staff. They're able to have more programs possibly because of the merged counties.
Well, and I know over the years, I mean, I've seen it and I've talked to different, because I do work with organizations across the state, I've talked to other foundations, but I know that Clinton County, mm-hmm. and because of 25 years of longevity, has also been kind of a template mm-hmm. for a lot of others.
I would agree.
So, yes. You know, and that's a testament, too. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yes, I believe so. There's a lot of things that are done well. Being on the grant committee, and as Emily said, that deadline for the first round, there's two cycles, one in the spring, one in the fall. The first deadline is due March 1st. And it's not an arduous process at all. It really is a very user-friendly application for those grants. And I would suggest to anyone, any nonprofit wanting to apply, tell your story well, but also Community Foundation, it's important to see some collaborative effort in those grant applications. In other words, if you're not trying to fund something on your own or seek funds or raise funds or do some of the heavy lifting yourself, it's rare, but it's doable that the Community Foundation will be the only rider on the horse, so to speak, and will do the full ask. It depends upon the application, the need. But that we do like to see, if you will, the collaborative efforts that are out there, what you're doing to work towards that project. Let's see, Emily, what are some other things?
Public support is important. Yes,
community involvement.
Community impact.
I always would say per capita is important, too, as well. So I've seen grants anywhere from maybe $1,200 to $250,000. So, and we've seen the big ones that we know where those are. But there have just been a plethora of needy things throughout this community. And it's really fun. And if anybody's ever interested in seeing the variety of grants that there are, there's very stringent records, and we can get you those if you just want to ask and know about that. We've got the whole history of them. So
yeah, and you know, a lot of it you can find on our Facebook page. We're working really hard to get that information out to the community so they can see not just the numbers. We don't want you to just see the numbers. We want you to see what's happening in your community and how these dollars are impacting the wellness of the community as a whole. I will say, if you are a first-time applicant, you do need to contact our senior vice president before you send in that grant application, just to discuss with her the process, and she'll have a few pointers and things to discuss with you as well. Her name is Emerald Blankenship, and she can be reached at emerald@cfclinton.org, or our phone number is 765-454-7298, but she will help you through that process. We just don't want anybody to feel like they can't apply. We definitely want to see your application. I know the Grants Committee wants to look at all the opportunities in Clinton County and make sure that we are doing everything we can to support Clinton County.
Well, and I'm sure even if it's not something that maybe fits the criteria for the foundation, you guys are so well-versed in a lot of community, you know, opportunities for communities and everything, and different grants, various grants all over the place that maybe you can, if it doesn't fit you, that maybe you can steer them towards a place where it might fit.
Absolutely. That's a great observation there, Melissa. We do. And also, if we need clarification, we'll ask. We won't just rely on the words on the paper. If we want to know more, we will definitely reach out and get some clarification so we can consider it further. You mentioned the grants. If I could quickly give a shout out to the grant committee members for those grant committees, and just to share with you all the members of your community that are involved. Jack Ransom, Debbie Graves, Jean Marshall, Sonia Miller, Laura Mullen, Bob Schaefer, Bob Thorley, Josh Fosnock, Kristen McCullough, and myself. So it's a representation from throughout Clinton County.
Mm-hmm. We have a fantastic grants committee.
I know a lot of the people on the boards are on the committee. So yeah, it's a great mix.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I would love to share with you guys. You know, many of our grants in the community are coming from unrestricted funds that are established at the Community Foundation, and donors establish those to really entrust the foundation with a selection of the most needed programs to receive grant funding based on a competitive process. So that's our grant cycle. But what we have going on right now, the foundation actually has a gift match opportunity happening now that can triple the impact for making gifts. And what that means is, for every dollar given to an unrestricted fund, the match is $2. Thus, you know, a $1,000 gift turns into a $3,000 gift. But the bigger, more exciting thing about that is, you know, typically when a donor goes to establish an unrestricted fund at the foundation, they need $12,500 to do that. While the gift match is happening, if someone wants to establish an unrestricted fund, they only need right around $4,200 to do that, and the match will finish out that other 8,300. So, you know, if you're considering establishing a named fund in memory of someone or a named fund for yourself to benefit Clinton County, now would be the time to do so. Now would be the time to contact us and talk about that. We have so many different unrestricted funds. I know Megan's looking at them right now. Megan, do you want to share a couple of the unrestricted funds we have?
Yes, let's see. We've got several. There's Gene and Linda Marshall Community Fund for an unrestricted fund. There is Perry and LCN Lewis Community Fund, Risto Farm Partners, and it just goes on and on. There's, of course, William and Jean Beard Endowment Fund for Clinton County, and there's just several, and that's where we get the bulk of our grant opportunity monies from, of course. And there are other designated funds, scholarship funds, or other non-permanent funds, or other funds, but for the purpose of the match, which is just a phenomenal opportunity for yourself or the community. This could be part of your estate planning if you wished mm-hmm. for it to be. And as I said earlier, this is something that is not only for now, but forever as well. It's into perpetuity. So your gift will make an impact forever.
Now, when you're talking about matching funds, and I know we talked about this the last time you were here, but when we're talking about matching funds, explain again for those who maybe didn't hear when you were here the last time, how those matching funds are accumulated and are sitting there to be added to those new startups.
Yeah, so they get added when there's a donation to an unrestricted fund. So like I said, every dollar, we get $2 donated as well. There's a large organization, we're still waiting for approval to announce the name, that is doing this gift match. And so we have a limit, and I don't have the number in front of me right now. We have a certain amount we can reach in Clinton County, and so we're excited about it. We've had we actually have had quite a few unrestricted funds already established, new ones in Clinton County in December. So it's an exciting thing.
And when does the match end again?
It ends beginning of next year, so 2025. So we have some time. We have some time.
So they have a whole year to get this figured out and get it worked in. Like you said, Megan, you know, anybody who's doing estate planning, if you want to put this into your planning, then, I mean, you got a year to do it, and Lord knows it takes a while to get estate planning taken care of. That's a headache in itself. But anyway, to be able to do that is mm-hmm. fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of, you know, I'm like Megan, I've seen it from the beginning mm-hmm. of when this got started. Very fortunate as a parent that my children benefited from scholarships from the community foundation and from different funds mm-hmm. that were set up for that reason. Yes. Like you said, mm-hmm. And to see all of that, and for people who don't understand what Megan's saying about perpetuity, it is the interest, basically, is what it amounts to. The interest builds up enough that they're able to do the scholarships, they're able to do the grants from the interest, so the actual main donation stays forever, and as what is earned off of that is what is given out.
Well said. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So it's a long-term investment, an always investment in Clinton County.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't go away.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to give just a quick shout-out. I don't know if you guys have talked about our 2024 Lilly Endowment Scholar.
We got it up on CCDM, but I knew I was pretty excited. I love the Lilly Scholarship and love the fact that you guys are a part of that and are able to make that happen for kids here in Clinton County, and that's tough.
Yeah,
that is tough. I know it gets narrowed down to 5, and then it goes from there. But yeah, let's let you announce that on the air.
Yeah. So Emerald Blankenship and I got the opportunity to go over to Rossville High School, and we got to announce that Chloe Rodkey is our 2024 Lilly Scholar. Such a fun thing. We're so excited for her and her future. So it was an amazing thing. It's always fun. We love getting to share that with students.
Yeah, and Chloe's a great kid. She really is, and mm-hmm. very not only involved in the community, but you know, and a scholar. I mean, you got to have the grades in order to even think about doing the That's Lilly important. Scholarship. Yeah. It is important, but she's also very involved in the community as well. And to me, it's nice to see funds like that go to kids that are well-rounded.
Yeah, for sure. And to sit with her that day and talk to her about, oh my gosh, you don't have to do any more scholarship applications. You're going to either Purdue University or Indiana University for business, and she's just going now. And so we're just excited for her and her future.
Yeah, and that leaves those scholarships for other kids.
True. Yes, for sure. For sure. So, and I will share, you know, the Lilly Scholarship is a little bit different, and I keep sharing this with people just to keep it on their radar. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lilly Scholars have to apply for that scholarship at the beginning of their senior year.
Yeah.
So they have to get their application in August of their senior year. So, like, they all were applying 2023, even though they're 2024 scholars.
And they go through several, I mean, it goes through several checks and also interviews, and it's intense.
It's competitive.
Yes, very competitive, very intense.
And I mean, we had some fantastic students this year. We always do. It's just such a great representation of all the wonderful students that Clinton County has to offer.
Now, with, you know, talking about scholarships, and I know, like you said, apps are open now. Get that app in. The scholarships are very broad as far as I know, anything from what, nursing to business to just general, a little bit of everything involved in those scholarships, those over 30 scholarships that are there. So another reason I think a lot of kids, and especially parents for first time parents filling stuff out, that they get kind of blinders, that like they're wearing blinders, that, you know, scholarships are specific to certain things, and some of your scholarships are wide open.
Well, and I think some of the things we see, I think the main thing in my mind that I see is students that think, well, I'm not qualified because I don't have a 4.0 GPA. That's not a requirement on all of our scholarships. You know, we look, the scholarship funds are established by donors, and they're looking for different things, whether it be, you know, a band student or someone who's pursuing a nursing degree. You know, it may not have that requirement. It may have a grade requirement, yeah, but, you know, it's not always, not always that. So I just always tell students that I run into, hey, apply, just apply and see what happens.
Because yeah, I mean, I know my, like I said, it, thank goodness it's one application now instead of, several like it was when it first started out, but you know, my kids went into agriculture and ag business and everything, and there were scholarships available for them.
Yeah,
so you know, and my son was not the the honor roll kid. He was more interested in getting on the tractor than he was on making sure that he had A's and that kind of thing. But you know, like you said, some of the grade requirements aren't there. It's more what they want to do and what they've done, and
different criteria.
Yeah, a lot of different criteria for that.
Where we're sitting, it would be a fun mention, or we should. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Vernon, Lilly, and Casper have a scholarship fund with the Community Foundation. And I don't know the criteria. I don't know if it's for journalism or broadcasting or that. I don't know. But anyway, they're just one of many, many that, and as you both have made a great point, there are different criteria. It's not always the GPA.
Yeah.
That's like Mrs. Siegfried.
Yes, exactly.
I
mean,
I got to mention. I got to mention.
Yes, Barbara K. Siegfried scholarship fund.
Got to mention Barbara.
Yes,
Mrs. Siegfried. I can't call her anything but Mrs. Siegfried. But yeah,
you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Because we have history with her as well over the years.
Fondly, I
never had her as a teacher, and it always made her mad because I never got scheduled her class. I didn't take Spanish. I took Latin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Mrs. Moore.
And brave person.
Oh, yeah, but Crystal Moore was a great Latin teacher. I mean, I learned quite a bit out of her class. I learned English out of her class, all the backgrounds of English. So, but yeah, I mean, just amazing everything that you guys do in the community. And Emily, thank you for helming the foundation and keeping everybody on track. And Megan, thank you for being a part of it from the get-go.
It's such a pleasurable experience, a very gratifying experience.
Yes. Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate everything that you do in the county. I mean, you have been involved in the county for ever since I can remember. I mean, it's kind of like after you, kind of like, well, it's kind of like after you got done with all your schooling and everything. It's like you made sure that you were a part of it and staying connected and keeping everything going.
DNA, I guess.
Yep.
It's
yeah.
a legacy thing.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that, but you're right. Yeah. So, ladies, come back anytime. You know, the door is always open. Give us a call. If you got something you need us to get up, you don't have time to stop in, then, you know, get it to us. Get it to Ken or get it to me, and we'll make sure it gets taken care of. But
yeah,
we appreciate it. We appreciate everything you do. And again, one more time, get those scholarship applications in. Parents, grandparents, make sure those kids get that filled out.
Yeah, just go to cfclinton.org. We actually have a banner up right now, so the kids, all they have to do is click on the big, huge banner that says one application, many opportunities, and they'll go straight to the application portal, and they can get started.
Yeah, now, got a question for you. Is there like a list or anything that tells them the stuff that they're going to need when they go to fill that out that they need to have sitting in front of them?
I believe once they get in the portal, they just have to log in and they'll know what they need. So they can always go look through. The best place I would say to look is if they go to our website and go to scholarships, there's a line that says new applicants, and that has all the information they're going to need.
Well, and the other thing I want to mention, too, is some of those scholarships are actually ones that they can reapply for.
Yep, they're renewable.
So they are renewable, and they can check into that, too, as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if your kid's already gotten one of those, I mean, I know my daughter had no, because of the Community Foundation and all the scholarships that were available in that time period, and we're talking, she's in her 30s, so, you know, back when it first started, the scholarship, she didn't have any loans. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I huge. Mean, between the scholarships that she got through the foundation and a couple others, but most of them came through the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had absolutely no loans whatsoever to get her degree. So,
Melissa, you've been a great testimonial for us this morning.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just part of it. Yeah. And being able to, like I said, experience it kind of on both sides of the board. I've been to some of the banquets and stuff and talked to a lot of the people that are involved and have set up accounts, set up mm-hmm. those scholarships and set up those funds for grants and everything. And I've sat on some grant committees with the state.
Yeah.
So I've been on some state government grant committee, so it's been an interesting to see both sides of it,
mm-hmm.
actually. So, but again, thank you so much for everything.
Our pleasure.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. We've been talking to Emily Himmerspach from the Community Foundation, and also Megan Sheets, our glorious lady of everything, Clinton County. I mean, it's just the easiest way to put it because she's got too many freaking titles to go through them all. So, but thank you, ladies, for being here. And Toddy, I'm going to get out of the seat so that you can take us home.
Uh-huh. This presumes that I'm some sort of professional.
All right, we're at the midway point of the WILO party line. Stick around. I think we've got the Clinton County Commissioners coming up here in just a hot second. You're on WILO party line. Stick around.
Party line team. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Rainford, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up-to-date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
You pull up your zipper, you can pull the plug, and sometimes you pull a muscle. But there's nothing like the thrill of pulling a TC trailer. With over 300 trailers on the lot, TC Trailers has what you need now. And not just trailers. Their parts and accessories showroom is fully stocked with tires, lights, hitches, and more. Their full repair facility is in-house and services all makes and models and even does warranty repairs. Look, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Visit tc-trailers.com.
Winter is a time to bundle up and stay warm. And at Encompass Credit Union, nothing warms the heart like the feeling of financial security. They're a community-oriented banking solution that's here for their neighbors in Tipton, Clinton, and Howard counties. Come by any of the Encompass branches today to open an account or apply for a loan online at EncompassCU.org. Join Encompass in building a more secure financial future together.
The online telecast of the WILO Party Line at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Ye Old Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, and Day and Genda Funeral Home on HoosierlandTV.com for WILO.